Hi, everybody, and welcome to the aftercare portion of this audio. Sorry if I'm a little awkward throughout this. I've never really done an aftercare audio that's basically just, I guess, chit-chatting and not something scripted or improvised. But I wanted to do something chit-chatty this time because, we touched on some pretty dark topics in this audio. I've never done anything this dark before. Well, let me not tell that lie, because I definitely have. I think it's more so I've never done anything this mean before. A lot of mean words said, a lot of words that I promise I don't actually mean. The script was very highly requested. It's a great script, beautifully written. The script writer did such an amazing job that I even scared myself when I was recording it. But really, this aftercare audio is just to kind of recenter everybody and, recenter our realities, recenter where our consent lines should be, and just overall just, recoup, cool things down. I want you all to understand that you are important. You are so, so, so important. All of the blatant misandry in the audio is strictly for sexual stimulation and sexual satisfaction. It's not something that I or the scriptwriter mean in intentionally or in real life, and it's things like that should never be said in real life, unless it's in a consenting way, of course, where you're acting out of fantasy and role-playing and things of that nature. Just consent is very important when engaging in something that taboo, specifically something that can be that degrading. I think consent lines are very important in that regard. I think you should know that your consent is the most important thing that you could ever possibly hold on to as a person. So if there is any point in that audio where you felt like, hey, I gotta check out of this. I can't get all the way to the end of this one, dragons. I love you, but I'm sorry. That's okay. That's absolutely okay. You're allowed to withdraw consent at any time. You can withdraw from the audio at any time, any point. Maybe you're listening to this aftercare audio after about 3 or 5 minutes of listening because the misandry was just a little too much and you needed to recenter yourself. That's absolutely okay. Whether you're 5 minutes into the audio and you felt like I gotta cut the brakes, or you got all the way to the end and you feel like, damn, that was a lot, I need to decompress, that's absolutely okay. However you find yourself, sorry, I got a notification on my phone, I should probably mute that. However you find yourself here at whatever time is however you find yourself here, and that is A-okay, going your way or the highway. I mainly, sorry, I think I'm starting to ramble at this point. I mainly just want you all to know that, it's okay. Actually, let's shift gears a little bit. Let's talk about consent, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about consent. Wait, didn't we already talk about consent? Okay, but did we delve into it? But anyway, consent is important, okay? Whenever you feel like withdrawing it, that is absolutely okay. You should know I'm somebody that cares deeply about consent. I promise I don't really mean it when I say in the audio that boys can't be raped. I do not stand by that kind of ideology. It is simply something that was said in the audio that could be considered sexually stimulating for many people. It was for many. I got many requests to build this script, and I genuinely hope you all like the fill. Actually, I'm gonna try not to say the R word too much in this aftercare audio. being that this is an aftercare audio, maybe I should, you know, tiptoe around sensitive words like that. But ideology like that is not something that I personally align with. It's just something that I use as a tool of creativity. Many people, you know, find enjoyment in that. And so I'm someone who's always been big on like wanting to make people happy. I'm kind of a people pleaser. I've always been someone who loves, you know, making people happy, this, that, and the third. So when I got so many requests to fill the script, I was like, And then I read the script and I was like, whoa. And I was like, okay, this is going to be very out of character for me. But I wanted to do something that was different, that would push like the boundary on what it is I usually do. And I feel like I really accomplished that with this audio. And I feel like it's really opened me up to, you know, some topics that I've just overall been nervous to get into, because I figured, oh, what if people don't like it? Or, you know, what if, you know, yeah, just what if people don't like it or it isn't received well? And but, you know, getting all of that feedback, I'm inclined to think that people actually do like that. So I'm glad that you all requested it this much, because it lets me know that that's something that, you know, I shouldn't, you know, turn away from. I shouldn't be afraid to act on. I hope your personal well-being is okay. I hope you are taking care of yourself. Get something to drink, please. Get a snack, a drink, relax, decompress. I wanted to do some breathing exercises with you all, because sometimes when because I too sometimes struggle with anxiety, and so something that helps me with my anxiety whenever I'm dealing with moments like that, I like to do some breathing exercises. So on the count of three, we're going to breathe in deep, hold it for 3 seconds, and then breathe out. Okay, 1, 2, 3, breathe in. And out. Breathe in again. And out. One more time. Breathe in. Sometimes I like to count sheep when I'm doing that, but I count it in my head. I hope y'all are doing well. I hope you're taking care of yourself. Please, 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 I beg of you, do not apply things that you heard in this audio into the real world, unless you are practicing it with someone that you trust 100%, that you know will listen to your safe words, will consent check with you, will know where your boundaries lie, and will make sure that you're okay throughout the process. Something that I don't quite like in dominant / sub relationships is that oftentimes we come across these outliers that kind of showboat themselves as doms, but they're really just fake doms, and they're people who get themselves involved in dominant sub relationships just to exert power over people, when a dominant and sub relationship is all about building a very strong bridge of trust, communication, admiration, and just overall dependence and reliance on each other. Rules that the sub sets are there for the dom to, you know, listen to and abide by. Doms that really just use calling themselves a dom as a shield to just be mean, do sexual assault, and just be bad people are not what dom-sub relationships should be. And it's important to know that. That way, if you're ever in a situation where you feel like, hey, I'm in a dom-sub relationship with this person and they're not listening to when I say my safe word, they don't give me any consent checks, they do things that prohibit me from being able to voice my safe word, or they prohibit me, or they do things that prohibit me from being able to showcase that I'm trying to say my safe word, these are things that you're going to want to be on the lookout for, because those are dangerous people to be around. And I would hate for you all to end up in a situation where you are assaulted, R-worded, or just in a dangerous situation, because I care for you all dearly. So please take care of yourselves. Please drink lots of water today, especially if you got to the end of this audio. Please make sure you're staying hydrated and that you're taking care of yourself. I hope you have an amazing night. Thank you so much for listening. See you later.